The song is called Disaster, and it's one of the songs on the album Old Numbers, the Ashtray Hearts, with me in the studio today. And the album has come out on Free Election, which is your own label, isn't it? Did you form this label to put this record out?
Right. Actually, we put out a 7-inch when we first did it, and then the compilation Apartment Music, which has a lot of other Minneapolis bands, and then this. And so today, you almost have to put out your own record, and it's just kind of the nature of things these days. So.
Yeah. We've had a big discussion on Radio 2 just recently about the state of the music industry. And, you know, I always think if you don't want to be on a major, and not everybody does want to be on a major, then the really good alternative to that is to put things out yourself. Because the infrastructure does exist now, doesn't it, to support that, the internet taking records out on gigs and stuff like that.
Yeah, it definitely helped. The cost of producing a CD has gone down drastically from recording to production. And so you can do it yourself. The hard part is getting your record heard and getting it in stores if that's your goal. And so for us, it's just been setting reachable goals as far as, you know, where we want our record to be and where we want to tour and where we want to perform and writing the music as we go, I suppose.
So how sympathetic has American radio been to what you've done so far?
There's really no place for it on commercial radio. Actually, there was it's been going through a long process of deregulation where there's one company that can own thousands of radio stations. And so it's the same 20 songs over and over again. So the place for music like this is on non-commercial stations, meaning like public radio stations or college stations. So we've had spots of it here and there, but it's definitely hard to get like a breakthrough hit as a independent band in the United States, for sure.
Yeah, because you're involved in radio yourself, aren't you, Dan?
Right. I actually work at a really small community radio station over there that's all volunteer. And so we're one of those stations that would play a lot of independent music, for sure.
Yeah, and presumably a wide span, because is Minneapolis a fairly sort of cosmopolitan place?
Right, yeah. I mean, it's about 2.2 million in the metro area, so it's a really good art scene and music scene, for sure. So there's a lot going on.
So to what extent then do these different musical styles, maybe from the city, impact on the texture of the Ashtray Hearts music? Because it's texture. So much of it is about texture. It's my sort of reaction to it anyway.
You know, it's not one of those things you think about until it's after the fact and it's on the CD. But, you know, the more and more I've listened to the record, I kind of feel that the changing seasons where it can get bitterly cold and lonely in Minneapolis kind of, it comes out on that record. It's a good winter record, I think. And it's also kind of it's an easy pace. You know, we were talking about how hard it is just to be in London for a week to find a place to park the van and having to walk 8 miles to go anywhere. Where in Minneapolis, you can pretty much walk around the corner and be at your local pub. I suppose you can do that here too. But, you know, everything's a lot easier to get to and get around. So it's a little bit more of a relaxed pace, which definitely influences that. And there's kind of a level of comfort where we are as people, too, and I think that's kind of reflected in the record as well.
So now you're right at the front end of this UK leg of the tour. What venues are you doing while you're here?
Well, on Friday, the 11th, we'll be at the Borderline. And after that, we head up to Liverpool and Nottingham. And we hit Manchester with Jesse Sykes, who's a friend of ours.
Yep.
And then Edinburgh. There's a few other dates in there, and we actually go all the way up to Ullapool, and Inverness,
North of Scotland,
So it's slightly a vacation as well, for sure, since we all took time off of work to come over and do it. So.
Yeah, it's difficult, isn't it, combining the two, sort of regular job and music.
Yeah, it's a challenge. Luckily, Steve's a teacher. I have liberal vacation time, and you know, so this is where our vacation time goes to every year, is making sure we can get out and play a little bit.
Yeah, and then future recordings with Free Election. What are you going to do with the label from now on?
We're about 80% into writing the next record, so we're actually going to go in almost as soon as we get back. We'll probably go around to a variety of studios. There's really good studios, home studios, or professional ones, depending on what we can afford at the time. So we'll be recording this fall and hopefully have something out by next spring.
Yep. And I want to play a final track from the album, and Still Shaking is the one that I've played most. Just tell us about this song.
Well, it was a song actually I wrote here in London. I lived right at the end of Seven Sisters, right above the tube stop, and I had a little one bedroom, and that's where I wrote about half the songs that came out on the record. And at the time, I was still dating a woman back home, and it's kind of about the falling apart of that relationship. And as for sonically, it's one of those that we kind of put together in the studio with the banjo and the trumpet and the accordion. It kind of, all the textures kind of came together as we kind of listened to it over and over again. We started hearing more things. And so in the end, it turned out to be, I think, one of my favorite tracks on the record for sure.
I think it's beautiful. And thanks to all of you for coming in today. I hope the tour goes really well, and the next album too. I really look forward to it.
It's a pleasure. Thanks.
Thank you very much.